Joining me live in studio right now this morning is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson, also Matt McMurdo, commander for the Star Valley Search and Rescue today. Sheriff Johnson, Commander McMurdo, good morning. How are you guys doing both today?
Morning. Morning.
Good.
Doing good.
Appreciate you coming in to chat. Of course, Sheriff, this is your monthly occurrence. Matt, we appreciate you joining him here today to talk about the Kentucky Derby giveaway. This is a pretty cool thing, Sheriff.
Big deal.
Tell us how this all came together.
Well, at least a year ago, we recognized the need with the search and rescue units for a new vehicle to haul their equipment to emergency situations where they're saving lives and everything they have is dated, and we recognize that need. And I guess I'd just describe as what we with frustration in the regular budgeting process to get these trucks, we decided to get creative. We had some amazing support on the back end to get this done, and we decided to do a raffle. We were able to secure a trip to the Kentucky Derby, all expenses. It's not just, like you mentioned earlier, it's not just tickets, it's a whole experience. And I guess parlay that, for lack of a better word, into a drawing and get these trucks bought that are needed, and don't make these volunteer search and rescue units wait any longer for the equipment that they need to get their job done.
Yeah, and it's for both the Star Valley and Lincoln County units, correct?
Yeah, both units, a truck for each one, equipped with the equipment that they need. And that's where 100% of what's spent on these tickets will go to that. None of it's going to cover the cost of the trip, to cover the posters that we've done, or any of the other things that we've done to promote this. 100% of it goes towards these trucks, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, I know you have Fishing Dog Foundation is covering a lot of those expenses that you've talked about. Yep. And so that's made it possible to really do 100% proceeds. Yep. go to the fundraiser.
Yep.
So
every bit of it.
Yeah, Commander Matt McMurdo in studio. So let's talk about the need a little more, Matt, with these trucks. What exactly will they do, and how will they benefit the departments?
So the new trucks will help us tow the trailers. We have, like Sheriff said, some outdated trucks that we're just trying to catch up and be able to pull our snowmobile trailers, the jet boat, our side-by-sides, so we can get to these rescues with all our equipment and in a timely fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what is the cost on just one of these things run? How much money do you need to make here?
So the cost of just the truck alone is about $90,000, and then the rest will go towards equipping it. So we're looking at $125,000 for us and $125,000 for Lincoln.
Yeah, and so the more raffle tickets you buy, the better your chances to win, right? Plus,
yep,
it really does go towards this great cause. And this is something I'm assuming, Matt, you're not going to use just once in a while. You guys get called out, I think, a lot more than people realize, and this is going to be used on a regular basis, right?
Yes, this truck will be used on a regular basis. Where we're sitting right now, so far this year, we've had 9 calls this year. And I think Lincoln is sitting at right around 4 or 5. So it's been a busy start to the year.
Yeah, and it doesn't, I mean, you think, okay, well, it's snowmobile season, so yeah, but it doesn't slow down. I mean, it just, it's a year-round thing for you guys.
Yeah, it's not slowing down. Last year, we ended around 50 calls, which it's just going quick, and things happen fast.
Yeah.
It kind of moves from snowmobile season to rafting season to hunting season, so year round. And I just add to what Commander McMurdo said, these calls are not just go out and back. These in some cases overnight calls, serious injuries. So it's a big deal, and it's important that they have the proper equipment to be able to do what they need to do. I'll just say real quick too, Our search and rescue units are top in the state for a couple of reasons. They got great people, great, and they're all volunteers, as you know. They do great training, and they get a lot of experience too. They're very busy. Like I said, again, top in the state, and we're unique in that we have 2 units here in Lincoln County.
Yeah, absolutely, and the great equipment. helps that along as well.
It's
in
a
fact,
big deal.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but you know, people think of the units in Teton County and Sublette County, but I mean, you guys are just as busy, if not even busier,
right,
than those units, correct, with the search and rescues here in Lincoln.
Yes.
So,
yep, on this side of the state, we're all busy, but again, we got two units that are going sometimes at the same time, and they complement each other on those calls, so when needed.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio, Star Valley Search and Rescue Matt McMurdo also in studio. And again, this raffle benefits both the Star Valley and Lincoln County Search and Rescues on both sides of the county. Just to run down what's included in the VIP package, a 4-day, 3-night accommodations for two at the Marriott Griffin Gate Resort in Lexington, Kentucky. So it's not just, hey, we're going to put you up for a night.
It's not the Motel 6.
No, it's not. It's 4 days at luxury.
Yeah.
It includes meals. Of course, you can't go to the Derby without the hat. So right, it's a hat design and shopping, a horse farm tour at the Derby. I mean, this really is the whole VIP experience as big as you can get it.
Yeah. This is a dream trip, chance of a lifetime, trip of a lifetime type of deal. And again, that the winner of that trip will be picked from the donors. Anybody that puts in gets a chance.
Yeah, airfare included as well. I should mention that.
From anywhere.
I mean, yeah.
Anywhere you're at, you get the airfare to the
Absolutely. So you can purchase tickets. There's flyers around fishingdogfoundation.org. You can also go there, fishingdogfoundation.org. Sheriff, anywhere else that you can maybe say, hey, if you want to purchase some tickets, go here.
Yeah, well, you could contact any one of the search and rescue unit members, and they can guide you in the right direction. That website, there's a pretty good presence on social media. We're getting the word out there. There's a QR code that makes it really simple. If you see a flyer or on the social media, scan that QR code, and it'll take you right to the page where you can do that. It's pretty straightforward and simple once you get there.
Yeah, perfect. So again, fishingdogfoundation.org. We'll do the drawing April 17th live here on the Weekday Wake Up. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Sheriff, Commander, anything we missed on the need for this or about the fundraiser itself?
I just want to add one thing, which is this trip is amazing, but the ability for the people to get involved in this county and give back to search and rescue. So if you don't win the trip, that's unfortunate. Only one person and a guest are going to get that. But when those trucks go by responding to an emergency and you recognize that you are a part of equipping that unit and helping save lives, that's a big deal too. So that's what we want to, that's the message we want to send, is this is a need that we can all participate in. And we have high hopes for this.
Yeah. And you know, Matt, when you kind of reflect on your time with search and rescue and the incidents that you've been involved in and the people you've been able to help, I mean, we're talking the fanfare with the Kentucky Derby, but really this makes a real life-saving impact, right?
Yes, it does. It, like I said before, it definitely helps us get all the equipment out to the parking lots, the trailheads that we need to make a difference in somebody's bad day.
That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson, Star Valley Search and Rescue Commander Matt McMurdo. Again, we'll have details posted online at SVINews.com, social media, and you'll see flyers around too. You can also go to fishingdogfoundation.org for more details. Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.